Here at WNCW, I'm Martin Anderson, back down here in Studio B, where Studio B sessions are brought to you by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. And we now bring you a cool new set from the Old Chevrolet Set live on WNCW.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely night, I'm now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hands, and nothing else.
Studio B from the Old Chevrolet Set, as we can say officially now, happy birthday to Buck Owens. Little Buck Owens, a little tribute set to Buck from these guys here in Studio B. These are all folks from Asheville, Asheville area anyway. David Zoll singing on that one.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you back here. Good to have all you back here. Laura Blackley and Carrie Fridley joining on that. Laura on guitar and Carrie Fridley on the bass. On the drums, we have Richard Falkway over there in the corner. Hello.
Hey, Richard.
And then, hey, Laura. And over here on the pedal steel, Sean, this guy looks familiar. I think he darkens our doors here at WNCW now and again. It's Tom Pittman.
Twice a year.
Twice a year. And then through the magic of radio, every Sunday.
Every Sunday, yes.
With the gospel truth and then that country gold stuff where you play a little Buck Owens.
Oh, yeah. He starts my show every week.
Yes, he does. The old buckaroo gets it going.
It's one of those, like, when I play the gospel truth, I play Flat and Scruggs for a theme song because I don't want
to
ever do a show without Flat and Scruggs.
Yeah.
Same thing with Buck Owens. Yeah. I don't want to ever do a show without Buck Owens in it.
That Bakersfield sound, it fits.
Yeah. It's the real deal.
Yeah. And so you guys have, the old Chevrolet Set's been playing a good country duets and stuff for a good number of years around Asheville, and but now you've worked up a good couple dozen Buck Owens tunes.
Oh yeah, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You just you I don't get much done without a deadline. And, you know, having this deadline, we've had to practice. And, boy, that's a lot of fun playing these Buck Owens songs.
The deadline is tomorrow night.
That's right.
8 o'clock. Yeah. Actually, even sooner. You've beat the deadline, but you had to get it done a little bit earlier for sound check. And then doors open at 7 o'clock. And then the show is tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Yeah. It's a Buck Owens show with you guys and also the Clydes, Aubrey Eisenman and the Clydes.
Right, yeah.
Oh, Laura, you've played a good bit with Aubrey over the years.
I have. She's awesome. Yeah.
Cool. So it's the two of you and, I guess, the two acts and...
The two acts. And as of right now, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I saw a TBA on there or something or other. But
yeah, we took that off.
Okay, never mind. That's old news. Don't believe anything you read on the internet. But it starts at tomorrow night.
Yeah. Back in Texas, they've been at the Continental Club. They've had a Buck Owens birthday party every year for I don't know how long. It's been more than 20 years. And about 2006 or so, somewhere back in there, Buck himself showed up to it.
Yeah, wow.
They'd been inviting him every year. And he just, one year, you know, he owns his own plane and our own. And so he just said, well, not doing anything tonight. I'm going up there. And they've cornered off a little part of the bar where he could just sit there and not be bothered. Got a couple of rather hefty thugs to keep folks from bothering him.
And, right,
And so I didn't attempt to meet him.
Oh, so you didn't get to meet him.
But I did see him, and I got there too late to see him to perform. But he did perform.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but it was just... Who was expecting Buck Owens to show up?
Well, for those that don't know, I mean, he's the man behind the Bakersfield sound, along with, you know, Merle Haggard did a pretty good job, and Dwight Yoakam a little later, and some other great ones there in the 60s. Bakersfield is a city in California, and Buck had been living there kind of throughout his life. Was he living there back in the 60s?
No, actually, I thought that back when I got started in this business. But no, actually, he mostly grew up in... Arizona. His family was trying to get to California and their trailer broke down in Arizona, so that's where they stayed. But when he got to be an adult and got to trying to play music, he went on there with a wife he had met in Arizona, Bonnie Owens.
Yeah, Bonnie.
And they went over there and the marriage didn't last, but the music sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in Austin, anyway, it was a wonderful event. It really grew and grew and grew, and we're hoping this one will do so, too. I mean, they had so many fabulous Telecaster players there in Austin. Red Volkart and Bill Kirchen and all the Derailers lived there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great country players there, and they just every year a few more would get added, and it would just go longer and longer, and it was just great, but... Never be another night like the one that Buck showed up to.
I bet.
Being dead for 12 years now, it makes it pretty unlikely that he will show up to ours. But,
Probably not.
I read on the internet that he might show up, though.
Well,
that might have been the TBA that I had heard about seeing recently.
Must be true.
TBA then, Buck announcing. No, that's, I don't know what it stands for. I don't know. But David Zold got the lead guitar work here, and had you been... You've been well aware of Buck's work for a long time, or what?
Yeah, I've been with this band here now maybe 3 years or so, and it was definitely a lot of fun, like, digging into not just Buck, but all the other guitar parts and everything.
Mm.
And whose name is escaping me right now, Tom? Who's Buck's right-hand man there, right?
Oh, Don Rich.
Rich, excuse me, yeah. So it's been really fun. To me, it's like every one of those tunes is like a duet, you know? Their harmonies are just unbelievable, and to just listen to all these songs and listen to all these great Don Rich parts has been a blast.
And they're all love songs, too, which is awesome. Like, every one of them.
Great tunes.
Cool, yeah.
This is a different time, 70s, you know.
Yeah, 60s, 70s, all that mattered was the sweet love songs, right?
And he also had the best band in the industry there for several years.
It was pretty good. It was tight. Gosh. Let's hear another Buck Owens tune from these guys, the Old Chevrolet Set, here on WNCW.
This is called Before You Go.
Oh, you say that you go. Darling, before you go, make sure you know how
much I love you. Darling, before you go, make sure you know how much I love you.
The old Chevrolet set on WNCW with Laura Blackley singing that one. That's great to hear and see you again, Laura.
You too, Martin.
You've been busy the last few years with all sorts of things in and out of music, a lot of good blues-based stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But this band, the old Chevrolet set, like David said, he's been with you all for, what, 3 years or something, right?
Around there.
Yeah, that sounds right.
How long for the whole band? Like
Interesting you should ask. Tom called me and another friend named Mark Jackson. He lives in Nashville nowadays to come do a Hank Senior tribute show down at the Cork and Keg in Asheville. And what was this? Probably 5 years ago.
More than that now, I think.
Oh, geez, now we're dating ourselves. But and then we hit it off, Mark and I did, and Tom suggested that we put together a band, and so it's gone through several iterations, but.
Mark was one of the most present singers. I mean, he sang really loud but very well, and I've always wanted to put somebody with him in a duet. And it wasn't until I heard Laura sing and I said, I got just the person for that job.
Cool.
And they were great singing together. But we've got another great singer now and a great, much better guitar player. So.
You just said that on the radio, Tom.
Oh, nice.
He might be listening.
Well, I hope he is.
I think Mark's a great guitar player. Just
he was certainly good, but he wasn't David Zoll.
He's no David Zoll. We can say that.
Man. All right, David Zoll is turning red right now.
Yeah, for real,
David. Yeah, you're blushing
a wee bit.
And you guys do a lot of those great country duets. I know. I mean, that's kind of one of the things y'all hang your hat on. George Jones, Tammy Wynette, Loretta and Conway.
Oh, yeah.
Who are some other big ones you draw from?
Graham and Emmy Lou.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the same song by them apparently was covered by George Jones and Gene Pitney. That's all it took. It was really strange, that Gene Pitney version. Huh. I mean, it's worth a listen, but yeah.
Why?
It's very different from Graham and Emily. Oh,
okay.
Chemistry.
Just a chemistry thing.
Well, the chemistry was they were on the same record label at the time.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's about all it consisted of.
So it's true. Sometimes chemistry makes a difference. You can't fake your way through everything in life.
No.
Even in music and stuff, you know, sometimes you hear like a male, female do it, especially, but it doesn't matter. But either way, it's like sometimes you sense the chemistry or you sense the lack thereof. And
totally.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't have to be an actual romantic thing, but it's just something about it that sometimes it's just like, wow, these guys phoning it in together.
Yeah. Or it doesn't have to be men and women either. I mean,
exactly.
You listen to the Lubin Brothers or Jim and Jesse.
There's something about the brothers, that,
yeah,
you know, whether it's the actual
sibling
genetic thing or growing up together, I don't know.
Or the Kendalls, you've got a father and a daughter.
Yeah. Huh?
Or the Kendalls, you've got a father and a daughter. It's there with them.
Sometimes that happens, yeah.
Marshall family, they come to mind too.
Yep.
Okay. That gospel group.
Uh-huh, yep. Cool. But for tomorrow's show, it's all Buck Owens.
All Buck.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, we should mention it's also Porter Wagoner's birthday. I don't know. Maybe sometimes you all draw on a Dolly and Porter song? Would that be out of line?
We've done those, yeah. And we're going to do one Porter Wagner song tomorrow night.
Cool, just to throw one in there.
Well, you know, we already had it worked up and all, and it's, I don't want to ignore Porter Wagner completely on his birthday.
Wow, big legacy that he had. With and without Ms. Parton.
Yep.
But it's the old Chevrolet set now, and you all, am I right, you all are in Asheville? Anyone flown the coop and moved further away and you come back for the gigs?
No. Swannanoa.
Swannanoa.
Sandy Mush.
Okay. Sandy Mush way over in the far distance there. Yeah. Cool. I don't know, are there any other shows besides the Grey Eagle coming up or regular appearances that I'm not
thinking? Gigs are kind of hard to get right now.
Well,
there's
a lot of places
aren't open. And I will say this, though, about this particular gig. They are requiring a proof of vaccination, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, all the Grey Eagle shows now.
If you want to come and you're not vaccinated, you still got time. Go get that card.
Yes.
Call to action. Sorry.
If not, if you don't have proof of vaccination, I think a test of a negative test result within the last however much. You can check on the Grey Eagle website. They've got it all spelled out, the guidelines.
Yep.
You know, one thing is, be clear with your policy, right, as we move forward and figure this thing out. And a lot of them are just kind of getting into this, you know, okay, it's kind of a standard now, it sounds like. All venues and a lot of businesses are moving towards like, hey, show your proof or else proof of a negative test, bada bing. But anyway, check the venue's website for the details. But that is the case for this set tomorrow from the old Chevrolet set and another one from the late Buck Owens right now.
Yeah. Tommy, you got
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'm tired of living and I'm scared of dying. Can't get ahead and there's no use of trying. Things better change and I ain't lying. Something better happen pretty soon. Yeah, people working around me every day. Getting promotion and raising pay. I keep working the same old way and something better happen pretty soon. Yeah, the man next door owns a 40-room shack. Rides around every day in a big Cadillac. I keep working, that's a fact. Something better happen pretty soon. Yet I'm tired of living and scared of dying. Can't get ahead and there's no use to try. Things better change and I ain't lying. Something better happen pretty soon. A king without a phone. Something better happen pretty soon. Yeah, my brother Bill, he's never broke. He never worked a lick and it ain't no joke. Thing keeps going, I think I'm broke. Something better happen pretty soon. Yeah, I'm tired of living, scared of dying. Can't get ahead and there's no use of trying. Things better change and I ain't buying. Something better happen pretty soon. Something better happen pretty soon.
Another one, another Buck Owens hit here, done by the old Chevrolet set here on WNCW. There's something about his songs that, you know, even if you don't quite recognize his voice yet, there's something you hear in him. It's like,
totally.
He always had this smile or a little whimsy maybe in his songs. That Bakersfield sound, I mean, describe, you know, what it was that Buck and Don Rich and Merle Haggard made with that Bakersfield sound, you know, compared with the Nashville sound, which had its strings and all that.
Well, a lot of the Nashville sound came out of concerts and things. But out on the West Coast, if you had a country band, you played dances.
Yeah.
And you played them in some god-awful places with cement floors and low ceilings. And Buck just got a Telecaster because it had that treble that could cut through all that surface noise and be heard. And his whole career, he mixed his, you know, he programmed his sound to play on a car radio. You know, he wanted something that would sound good on a car radio, which, you know, the effete folks back in Nashville were, you know, do these 12-inch monitors and all, trying to get perfect sound that way. But Buck was really thinking more of how do people really hear this music?
Uh-huh.
They hear it in their cars, and he wrote his songs that way. He would write, you know, kind of short verses, so you get the chorus in sometimes three times in a 2-minute song.
Right.
He kind of kept his songs short, so if they played them on the jukebox, you know, 2 minutes went by, they were over. You had to put another quarter in,
uh-huh.
or I guess they were nickels back in those days. I don't know, but
uh-huh.
yeah, he was a genius at what he did, and he had a great band always.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of the difference was that they were. The sound was catered to a different audience.
Well, and I don't know, you know, if you would call the Bakersfield sound kind of like revolutionary or like groundbreaking or really shaking up the sound. But in a lot of, you know, music historians will kind of say that's kind of what happened with Nashville was like, you know, Music City, of course, the ground zero. And then you had this outlier town way out in California, and they were kind of in the spotlight. And, well, like anything, the more you study it, the more you realize there really was a difference in this Bakersfield sound.
Well, and yet there were people, and I'm just so proud that Porter Wagoner and Buck Owens had a birthday on the same day because they're from different, totally different formats, but they both stayed true to country when everybody else was trying to get out there and put some strings on there, put some voices in there, and smooth it out and sell maybe, you know, a few more records that way, and... Porter and Buck didn't pay any attention to that. They just made the best music they could make, and folks loved it.
Yeah.
And folks still love it. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
The emails I get for my show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This Tom Pittman speaking, folks. He's got his show Country Gold. Yeah, we've got some good popular shows here at the station, and one of them for sure is Country Gold, and I bet you get a lot of feedback for Sunday morning show. There's something about that. What is it about that? That little era, as you say, from World War II to Watergate, and then the thing sounds kind of changed. Not because of Watergate, but
no. It was that way. Actually, I didn't create that. I got that from a guy named Paul Ray back on the station I was on back in. And he was doing a rhythm and blues show.
Oh.
And he was playing rhythm and blues from World War II to Watergate. There's just something very, you know, folks were, they're starting to live after the war. And
yeah.
They had some prosperity, and they had some money in their pockets, and they were willing to spend it. And it hadn't been just homogenized to death by then. So, yeah, I think that's the point of that era. I mean, it had nothing to do with Watergate, though.
No. That's when the country's music sounded good to our ears anyway, and the different styles of country. And we have another kind of variation on country music here on WNCW on Friday nights with the Cosmic American Music Show.
Yeah.
Brad takes this kind of classic sound of Buck and all, but then also brings a lot more into the modern era. But I like your last set or two every Sunday when you, Tom, play some of the contemporary artists, the folks that are honoring those old sounds.
Yeah. There's a bunch of good ones out there.
Some good ones. Yep. And we're talking with the old Chevrolet set here. We're going to maybe get one more tune from you. But first, if I can just ask, all y'all are so involved in various other projects. Do anyone want to weigh in on other stuff you're doing? Carrie Fridley's always doing all sorts of things. She's got all sorts of talents.
Well, the one thing that's real exciting for me right now is I'm doing the Junior Appalachian Musicians.
Yes, you are.
That we've been shut down, but we've got our after-school classes starting up in September. And you can go to my website if you're interested in Buncombe County, Haywood County, or Madison County music education for kids.
All right. What's the website?
Carrie Fridley Music.
.com. All right. All right. Anyone else involved in little things here and there? Uh-oh. Richard, the drummer, has been playing in the Darren Nicholson band. I'll translate because he doesn't have a mic.
And also Laura Blackley and the Wildflowers.
Yeah, Richard, he plays with Laura Blackley and the Wildflowers.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
And Dave sometimes plays with Laura Blackley and the Wildflowers. And I am excited. I'm getting ready to start a teaching job at Rainbow Community School in Asheville. I'll be their music teacher for the upcoming school year.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Martin.
That's great. It's great to have teachers and musicians here. All right, Tom, that's it. Tom's busy already between those two Sunday shows, the Gospel Truth, Country Gold, and this.
Learning Buck
Owens.
And
then just, you know, just Sometimes tying your shoes in the morning can be...
Drink lots of water, stay off your feet, and come when you can.
Thank you. I've heard that before, too. And with that, let's wrap up with one more from the old Chevrolet set.
One, two. Woke up this morning, happy as can be.
Up our Buck Owens birthday bonanza here at WNCW with the old Chevrolet set, who are now on their way up to Asheville for the actual show tomorrow with a good couple dozen Buck Owens tunes lined up for a show at the Gray Eagle. Doors open at 7 tomorrow. Showtime is at 8. Aubrey Eisenman and the Clydes. They say standing and dancing room only. Dancing encouraged there. And again, the Gray Eagle shows you show your proof of vaccination or negative test, and have a great time tomorrow celebrating.
Thank you so much, Martin.
Thanks.
It's great you guys are still at it playing music despite all the stuff going on, still bringing smiles to our faces. And happy birthday, Buck, once again.